Welcome to the April 2016 installment of Industrial Heating Magazine's Vacuum Heat Treat Minute with Bill Jones, CEO of Solar Atmospheres family of companies, and host Jim Nagy, president of Solar Manufacturing. Solar Manufacturing is the innovative leader in advanced vacuum heat treat furnaces. This month's Vacuum Heat Treat Minute podcast is active brazing of titanium in a vacuum furnace. Here's our host, Jim Nagy, to introduce the topic of today's podcast.
We continue our series on vacuum furnace brazing with this third podcast on active brazing of titanium. Joining Bill Jones again are Calvin Ammenhauser and Mike Papinetti, two very knowledgeable and experienced individuals in the field of vacuum furnace brazing. Cal is Vice President of Solar Atmospheres in Eastern Pennsylvania, overseeing the operations of the heat treat facility in Hatfield, Pennsylvania. Mike is a regional sales manager for the Western Pennsylvania heat treat facility. Today, our discussion offers an overview of vacuum brazing of titanium and titanium alloys using active brazing alloys. Mike and Cal explain that success in active brazing is largely dependent on reducing surface oxides for proper wetting and the importance of achieving and maintaining a deep vacuum to facilitate the active brazing process. So let's listen in on the dialogue between Bill, Mike, and Cal as they introduce this emerging brazing technology for us.
All right, we are now back to our session three on brazing, and particularly in this case, it's going to be strictly vacuum brazing, no other way, because we are going to talk about reactive brazing of materials, particularly titanium, and this will be done in a vacuum furnace, and we're going to talk with both Mike Papinetti from our Western Pennsylvania plant and also with some comments from Calvin Ammenhauser here from our plant in Souderton, Pennsylvania. So, Mike, what would you like to tell us about reactive brazing? And I know that you've had some recent experiences with titanium, particularly in the last year or so, with a specialist and some special alloys. So let me ask you what you have to say about it.
Well, titanium brazing poses many challenges, and the largest challenge is reducing the oxide, surface oxides, to allow brazing to take place. One way around that has been active brazing, and what active brazing is companies have added, alloy-producing companies have added things like hydrated titanium, zirconium, and indium to help overcome those oxides, and they show amazing ability just to wet to the surface. One person that we've been working with is Dr. Alex Shapiro of Titanium Brazing, Inc., and Alex has developed and worked on some alloys that we've had great success with, particularly ones using his name brand would be TiBraze 200. And it has about 20% titanium, 20% zirconium, and a typical brazing range of 1550F to 1620F. And amazing ability to wet. You know, you have to actually watch where you put the alloy. You can end up brazing not only the titanium, but the titanium to your ceramic or whatever plate you might be setting it on. Amazing ability to wet. Very, very nice alloy to work with, typically available in paste or amorphous foil form.
Mike, we've had problems with the reaction or the eutectics that occur between titanium and nickel alloys, which I think occur somewhere around 1725 Fahrenheit. Have you had any experiences like that, and what have you done to avoid that, other than just not going that high in temperature?
I actually have not had any issues with that because of the active brazing alloys have the ability to keep you under those temperatures. The active alloys have the ability to keep you under those eutectic temperatures. So titanium brazing, as I've said, because of active brazing alloys, I'm able to stay under those critical temperatures and avoid any eutectic issues.
Okay, I understand that. And I think our experience where we've had these issues with heat treating, really it's more heat treating of titanium parts where we have to be up at temperatures where we are over the eutectic temperatures with nickel and titanium, and particularly with the basket materials or with the fixturing materials. And we've had to isolate the titanium part from the nickel in order to avoid the eutectics. And the eutectic temperatures depend on the titanium alloy and also the nickel alloy. So that really experience is required, but it's a warning, because if you melt, it's easily, you can get into these eutectic temperatures where you'll have a serious meltdown between the titanium and the baskets, and that really does not make your day. Well, let me turn to Calvin for a moment, and he does not have as much experience as Mike has, but he has done some brazing of titanium components, and I'm going to ask him to comment.
Yes, I've brazed titanium to stainless in the past. Was very successful, but the biggest challenge was keeping any oxygen molecule away from the titanium during the brazing and the heating of the furnace. One of the methods that I found that worked very well was taking a stainless steel box, putting the parts to be brazed in the box on ceramics, and using a titanium getter, which is basically just titanium scrap chips, around the outside of the box, and then pumping on the furnace into a hard vacuum, trying to do better than 5 × 10⁻⁴, actually 5 × 10⁻⁵, and then running with a inert gas, normally a high flow of argon, to blanket the assemblies to keep the titanium from becoming oxidized. If the titanium becomes oxidized prior to brazing, it will not braze.
Okay, Cal, I understand what you've said, and parts that are placed inside of a box, and to keep the atmosphere purer inside the box, is one way of avoiding the the contaminating atmosphere of the furnace itself from attacking the parts. It's not an easily understood technique, and one I don't want to go into in our discussion today, but brazing sensitive materials like titanium, or even heat treating titanium in a closed box, is a good way of preventing contamination. And even in the case of brazing, you may not even wet properly because of oxidation. The only comment I would make is that sometimes we've been successful by just pumping into deep vacuum. As you mentioned, 5 × 10⁻⁵, you may be even want to go deeper. You may want to go down into the 10⁻⁶ scale. Heating slowly and staying in high vacuum all the way to the brazing process, unless, of course, you're using an alloy, a brazing alloy that's going to evaporate. Then it is essential that you would go into a partial pressure, and it would be a necessity to use argon, as nitrogen would nitride the titanium at those higher temperatures. Well, now turning back to Mike, he has experience with, other than just titanium, he has experience brazing other reactive materials. And so I'd like to ask him what his experience might be, and also what some of his cycles might be, temperatures, process cycles might be, and any other problems relating to those materials.
Well, Bill, the nice thing again about a vacuum furnace is the versatility of it, where you can braze materials, base metals such as CBNs, diamond composites, niobium, zirconium, ceramic, sapphire, is all possible in the vacuum furnace. It is always a good cycle practice and recommendation when you're doing active brazing of those base metals, of using, as Cal mentioned, using a getter We also always tell people that it is critical to be in the mid minus five scale or better. And also, you know, one thing to note with the active brazing alloys, such as the Incusils, the Qcil ABAs, and TiQcils, is they don't typically wet like copper or nickel. So we always make sure to pre-place the alloy where brazing is to take place, because it typically will not flow.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mike and Cal. Reactive brazing of materials and also titanium brazing and other subjects like this are in the development phase of what we're doing. And there are things that all of us are doing at each one of our plants that are new and different and require high vacuum processing. And they are some of it a bit on the horizon, but we've touched on some of these things today and giving us food for thought for the future. Thank you very much.
This concludes our third and final podcast about vacuum furnace brazing. We trust you have found these podcasts helpful. Please join us again in the near future for our next Vacuum Heat Treat Minute podcast on vacuum furnace technology and vacuum heat treating.
The Vacuum Heat Treat Minute podcasts are underwritten by Solar Manufacturing, the innovative leader in advanced vacuum heat treat furnaces. You can find us on the web at solarmfg.com. The websites of Solar Atmospheres and Solar Manufacturing contain information for download about vacuum furnaces and vacuum heat treat processing, which will be very helpful to our listeners. There are several technical papers and articles related to vacuum brazing. We also encourage our listeners to search the resources tab on our website for other technical resources available through the solar companies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to look for our next podcast in June 2016 for another informative Vacuum Heat Treat Minute.